We are lucky to have with us today one of the most renowned specialists in exotic diseases, Professor Philip Green. Professor Green, can you tell us what you understand by the term exotic disease?
Well, the term principally refers to diseases that are extremely rare and which have unusual causes or symptoms. Another reason for them being called exotic is that they tend not to occur in more industrialized and developed nations. For example, Europe and North America, on the whole, see very few instances of such diseases. If there is an outbreak, this is usually due to the movement of large numbers of people between regions, such as Europeans returning home after trips to far-flung corners of the world.
Could you give us a few examples of diseases which are amongst the most unusual that you have come across in your travels around the world?
Certainly. I should probably start with a disease which many listeners will most likely have heard of. That is elephantiasis. This disease is caused by a parasitic worm that is transmitted by mosquitoes to its human host. Unfortunately for the person infected, the parasite causes a buildup of fluid in the body, resulting in the arms and legs swelling up to an enormous size, hence the name elephantiasis. In some areas of the world, the disease is widespread and treatment is not always available to populations living in very isolated, remote communities. The disease is not usually fatal, however, and can be treated with a combination of drugs, although this can take up to 8 weeks. The visible effects of the disease are obviously quite alarming to the families of those infected, and some less advanced communities have strange beliefs connected to the origins of this disease.
It must be an extremely worrying sight to see a person grow to such an enormous size. What about diseases connected with the functioning of the brain?
There is one condition in this category that comes to mind immediately, and that is Alice in Wonderland syndrome. This obviously gets its name from the book about the girl who changes size from being extremely large to being absolutely tiny. It is not actually a physical condition, but more a neurological one. The person affected has their vision impaired and sees objects as very small. For example, the family dog could look the size of a mouse, or a full-size car could look as if it was a toy for a small child. Luckily, this is only a temporary condition and is usually experienced by people who suffer from severe migraines.
That must be very confusing for the sufferer. What diseases are there that are limited to a very small population or region of the world?
There is another disease that has a sinister origin. It is called Karoo disease. Only exists among tribes in Papua New Guinea and is caused not by a parasite or virus, but by cannibalism. More specifically, eating the brains of the victims. The sufferers are prone to sudden bursts of uncontrollable laughter. That's the popular name for the disease, laughing sickness. The closest equivalent that we have experienced in the developed world is mad cow disease. Although this outbreak was quickly contained, and the likelihood of contracting the disease was extremely low.
Definitely something we all want to avoid if at all possible. Thank you, Professor, for coming in today. Any last advice for people thinking of travelling abroad?
The first thing to remember is to maintain a good level of hygiene at all times, and only to drink water that is clean. Bottled water is best. However, the chances of contracting a life-threatening disease are quite low in most places in the world. So listeners shouldn't be overly concerned about where they choose to go on holiday.